Hola. Okay, so this is my first episode here on Anchor. So if you judge too harshly, I won't be too affected by it. Actually, I kind of will. I'll probably cry myself to sleep, but what's new? Anyway, away from the depressing shit. I am absolutely nobody, as it is said on my page. I am legitimately just a random ranting high schooler. By ranting, I mean telling you interesting parts of my life, kind of like stories that I find interesting, but probably nobody else finds interesting. You will hear mention of friends, my fucked up mom, and just other random shit that happens in my life, which surprisingly happens a lot, but my life isn't that interesting. So I have a rant topic, like, already, so I'm not gonna do, like, an intro, like, hey, yo, this is my name, which I'm not telling you my name. Never mind. You guys don't need to hear about what I just did. So, my rant today is about my English class / teacher. Okay. So, I'm in AP English, which is obviously an advanced class. I'm a high schooler, to let you know, so I'm not, like, a college student, so don't expect a lot of me. Especially not, like, vocabulary-wise, because I do not know how to use big words. Okay. So, I'm in this AP class. And so, last year, I wasn't in an AP class for English Lit until my teacher was like, oh, yeah, you need to be in, like, advanced, because, like, this shit is good. And, anyway, so, we did summer reading, and we do, like, I think we're ending on our third or fourth book already the school year, and it's only November. And so I just wrote an essay today, which my writing topic is kind of about my essays, because as soon as we're done with the book, like, the next day after we finish it, we write an essay, and, so we can't just, like, ahead of time start writing our essay, because you don't get, like, our topic we need to write about until that day, and we get a 90-minute period to write about a 7-to-10-paragraph essay, and she just, like, expects us to be like, yep, okay, I can do this, and I can ace it, like, yeah. Because, like, if I don't get a good enough grade, I get kicked out of this class, which will, like, actually make me kill myself. Because that would just be so terrible and embarrassing. Because I know, like, a lot of people in that class, not a lot of people, because there's only, like, 12, and there's more than 12. But besides the point, I know people in there, and it would be so embarrassing if I'm just, like, one day don't show up, and then my friend, like, asks me in the hallway, like, why aren't you in class? Oh, yeah, I'm so dumb I got kicked out of the class. But, besides the point of me being dumb, I'm sorry for wasting your time if you're listening to this. No one's probably listening by now. But anyway, so she has these things called banned words. And I know that we're high schoolers now, and, like, you're supposed to be, like, upping your vocabulary. But honestly, I'm mentally a 3-year-old, so most of my vocabulary is as good as a 3-year-old's. All my friends can vouch for that, because I can't pronounce anything, and, yeah, don't even get me going on my Spanish. Oh my god. I've been taking Spanish since kindergarten, and I still am just, I just suck at it. Anyway, so, she is, like, super, like, I don't know if this is a word, but expectatory. Big word. I don't think it's even a word. But what I mean is she, like, expects, like, a lot out of you, which I understand. I mean, we're at the age where we're, like, it's appropriate for us to be, like, asked a lot, but, like, you can't just, like, give us a 90-minute period to write a 7-to-10-paragraph essay, which is, like, 10 minutes per paragraph, which I know a lot of people can do, but when you have to look through your book, you have to get page numbers, quotations for, like, each example, and you also, and then you have to write a mini outline to go along with it, and then you have to go through all the editing, and honestly, like, last year in my class, we got a week to write a 3-paragraph paper on absolutely nothing, and it's so stressful, honestly, and, like, if you try to ask for, like, an extension, she's like, oh no, it's due this day, no exceptions. You could be fucking dying in the hospital. She's like, nope, it's still due tomorrow, and you might not have read the book, like, at all. And so, I'm like, wasn't used to this. So my summer reading, I didn't get finished till the night before school started, and I was up all night, and my poor ESA, which you guys will hear a lot about. My ESA, my emotional support animal, Gabriella, she was just like, you need to go to fucking sleep, because I need to sleep. Because she can't, like, she doesn't go to sleep until I go to sleep, because she's just that good of an ESA. And she also knows that I'll probably end up killing myself if I don't have her there to calm me down. But, and I, like, worked my ass off on, like, this visual we had to do, and I got a fucking C on it. Because I'm not the most artistic person in the world, and I don't use pastels, and I don't use all these fancy things. Like, I did a drawing, and I used some words, and I'm just like, I feel pretty good about this. And then I get back a week later, I'm just like, oh, I shouldn't feel good about this. This is absolutely shitty. You also learn about me that I put a lot of pressure on myself, and I'm constantly stressed, and I always think that I need to do better. But I can't, so I'm constantly in this state of hating myself. Yeah. You also learned that I am bipolar. So, some days I'll be super depressing, and the other days I will not shut up, and I'll be talking super fast, kind of like I am now. And I apologize for that. But, like, if you have, like, a teacher like this, I, like, encourage you to send me, like, a voice recording about this, or if you've had a teacher like this, because, like, I want to hear your story as well. I don't want you to say, just listen to my story and be like, okay, whatever. But, like, send me, like, a voice recording about a teacher about this, and maybe I'll feature you in my next episode, if anyone actually listens to this, which no one probably will. But have a nice night, because it is 8:49, and I should be doing homework, but I'm not. But y'all have a nice night, and enjoy your lives. And feel free to forget about me. Bye.